Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, in Job, it says, the ear tries words as the mouth tastes food. How do you eat God's words? With your ears. But can you do it? Can you hear them and go, chomp, chomp, and chew them and then meditate them till you swallow it. And it gets in you. And you believe it. What's going to happen? It's going to feed your spirit. You're going to begin to grow. And the great thing about it, it happens in such a way, it's just like little kids. You don't realize how much you're growing. Amen. You know, little kids, they go to visit grandma after a few months and she go, boy, you have grown a foot, looks like. And they go, really? So they've been with themselves every day. And it's happening gradually. That same thing is supposed to be happening to us spiritually.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be growing so much that we look at you once in a while and go, you have come a long ways. You have grown. Man, woman, you've grown. When you first came here, you were a different person. Look at you. You are talking differently. You are understanding differently. You are thinking differently. You're growing up. Putting away childish things. And growing up. He said in Jeremiah 15:16, your words were found and what? I did eat them. How can you tell when you're getting good cooking? Huh? When you are eating some of the best food around, do you get depressed at the table? Huh? I mean, you're eating some really good cooking and you're going, oh, this is so good, but I'm just going to, I'm going to, no, it makes you happy. Huh? It's like that one fellow said, he ate something that this lady was famous for cooking, and he put in his mouth and he went, oh, bless the Lord. He said, that's just like angels dancing on my tongue. Well, it makes you happy. I said, it makes you happy. He said, they were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. And can you see, when you eat good food, then it strengthens you too. It strengthens. Now you feel like I can go out and work the rest of the day. I got some strength in me. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Where'd you get that joy? That's why we ought to come and not be depressed. In church, we ought to come and get happy and get big. Why? Because we're eating. We're eating. I'm eating. You're eating. We're eating. We're eating and eating. And we get strong. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do you remember Matthew 4:4? You don't have to turn there. But you remember what Jesus said when the enemy is coming and tempting him and saying, you're so hungry, turn these rocks into bread. What did Jesus look at him and say? It is written. What? Man shall not live by bread alone. Yeah, you need some bread. Yeah, you need some food. But you need more than that. You need something not just for your body. You don't just need something to tickle your intellect. What do you need? You need something substantial that'll feed your spirit. What will do it? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word. Every one of these words will feed your spirit. Every one of them. Even the so-and-so begat so-and-so in numbers. And all the names you can't pronounce. Jehoshawasha, Basha, Nabat, Shaluba, you know. Just read them in faith. Because it'll feed your spirit. Even if you don't understand it. Well, how in the world could that help so-and-so begat so-and-so begat? Well, it ain't going to help you because you don't respect it.
That's right. That's right.
It ought to be enough for you that God chose to put that out of all the things He could have put in the world. He chose to put that in here for us and told us to feed on it. Let me give you a little thought here. I believe that some of these scriptures that have to do with numbers and have to do with lineage actually have anointing for math in them. That you don't even discern with your mind. Every one of the, and I'm just giving you that as one small thing. Every word of God, every, the these and the thous, every word of God is good, the Bible said. It is spiritual food. It is nourishment, and it goes far beyond your mind. It's not just mind food. It's spirit food. That's why you got to read it in faith. I said you got to read it in faith.
Yes.
Now, of course, this is, you know, this all has no application to you if you don't even read your chapter.
Right.
So come on, get on in. Come on, get on in.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And read it by faith. Before you pray, say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your precious, holy word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your word feeds my faith. Feed my faith right now with it. Feed my spirit right now. Open my eyes. Give me insight and understanding. I believe I receive it. And then read, no matter what your head's getting, believe something's coming into you of a spiritual nature. Feeding your spirit. And it will. I said it will. It will. And you will grow. I said you will grow. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now I want to read this to you and we'll close with this. But Psalm 119 is the longest psalm. So I'm just going to read this one psalm to you and we'll be done. Just a psalm. No, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. But have you ever read the 119th psalm? Do you know what it's about? The whole psalm is about the Word. It's about the Word of God. And it's an expression of the psalmist's love for God's Word. Let me encourage you, if you've never done that, read this psalm out loud. Better yet, sing it. Mrs., how's it go? Be led. Sing it. And see the spirit and the anointing, the revelation of the love for God's word will come into you stronger. And you will desire His word more. How many understand one of the indicators of health in children is a good appetite? Right? Boy, you can really see when these boys and girls hit certain ages, when they just start sprouting and growing, they can eat up some groceries, can't they? I'm telling you, better fix extras because they'll come clean them off. And if they come in and they don't want to eat for day after day, what do you know? Something's wrong. Spiritually, exactly the same thing is true. People get where they don't want to eat. They don't want to eat their chapter. They don't want to come and eat at church. They're not doing good spiritually. Something's wrong with them. And they can't grow like that. But you'll find when you're really growing and when you're really doing good, you just can't get enough. You're like, more. Give me some more. I want more. Extras, please. Extras, please. Seconds and thirds. Bring them on. Why? Because you're growing. You're growing. You need that extra nutrition. But let me just give you just a few of the statements that he made in Psalm 119. And then in your own time, go and read this. Let me encourage you. Read it out loud and read it for yourself. Say, Lord, this is me. I delight in your word. I love your word. Read it as though you wrote the psalm. Read it as though it's you speaking to the Lord. Listen to Psalm 119, 103. How sweet are your words to my taste. They're sweeter than honey to my mouth. Who's he talking to? He's talking to God. He said, through your precepts, I get understanding and I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. Verse 129. Your testimonies are wonderful. My soul keeps them. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Does that sound like babies growing up and getting understanding? 131. I opened my mouth and panted. What's panting? For what? I longed for your commandments. This ain't somebody having to jack you up and get you to go to church. You're there going, when can we go? You know our little kids do that? Our little kids do that. They go, when are we going back? Especially ones that are new and they haven't learned how the days work yet. They're like, you know, well, Friday. When's that? Is that now? Is that tomorrow? No. I wanted to go today. That's so excellent. Why do they want to go? It's not just because of gadgets and stuff, because we try to avoid that. They're getting fed. Their spirits, their little spirits are getting fed, and their little spirits are alive unto God. And that's why these little ones that can't hardly talk will come to me and go, I do a word of God.
Yeah.
You're what?
Yeah.
I'm a doer of the word of God. You better watch them. They'll pass you. I opened my mouth and I panted and I longed for your commandments. Righteous are you, O Lord, 137. Upright are your judgments. Your testimonies that you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. Verse 140, your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. That whole psalm is like that. I said, that whole psalm is like that. What's he do? Out of his spirit, he just going, your word. Oh, God, your word. Your word feeds me. Your word nourishes me. Your word enlightens me. Your word gives me hope, gives me faith, gives me peace. I love your word. I enjoy your word. I rejoice at your word like somebody that's found a great spoil. How many believe David was growing up? Did he grow up? He wasn't just an immature. He grew, he grew, he grew. He became greater. He became stronger.
Yes.
How are you going to grow and become stronger? How? How? Only one way, spiritual. Oh, you can't get this anywhere else.
Amen.
Feeding on his words and then what?
Speaking
those words of truth and love, you will grow up in him. In all things. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Spirit Food, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R1603C. That's R1603C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.